So thank you, David, who sent me the tweet. I appreciate it. Yes, Side Door Bagel in Indianapolis on the list from Bon Appetit of the best bagels in the U.S. outside of New York. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Full disclosure, I haven't had their bagel yet, but whether it's true or it's not true, it's solid to be on. The weird thing about lists of all kinds is that in many ways we can say that is ridiculous. But it's still helpful for people knowing about you. It's better. It's oftentimes better to be on it than not. And since I haven't had the bagel, I can't judge it. But if it helps bring people to Indianapolis or try a new place, I'm all about it. So mazel tov to Side Door Bagel. Good on them. I didn't know anything about them. Did not know anything about them. Where are they? I gotta find their stuff. See if I can find anything with Side Door Bagel. Right there. Josh Greason opened the place in 2021. It's a few blocks from Mass Avenue. So Matt Baer, do you know where this is? Side Door Bagel? Do you actually enter a side door? Couple blocks away from Bottle Works. They've got a sandwich called the Becky, which is bacon, egg, cream cheese, yo. B-E-C-C-Y, Becky. Right? I don't know. I believe that the yo is infused into the bagel. Right? Bagel infused yo. They've got the double cheddar, the pretzel, the jalapeno cheddar pretzel. All different bagels that they have. Good on them. I love it. The water thing is very, very real for people who don't want to believe it. Why bread and certain products from New York are considered the standard and therefore better. It has to do with how these tastes were created and built. Does it mean it's actually better? Ugh. That's a hard one because this is exactly the conversation about brisket. And we write about this in Let's Go Barbecue, my barbecue book, which is available at Amazon.com. Let's Go Barbecue, Let's Go BBQ, recipes, tips, and tales from the pit. It's the second in the series. The first was Let's Go Bourbon. The second is Let's Go Barbecue. You can find it at Amazon.com. You should still be able to find copies at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. They have it for sale. And Premier Arms, they have the book for sale as well. What you were brought up with is what you consider to be proper. That doesn't mean it's the only. So if you were to argue with somebody about a chocolate chip cookie and you believe that your mother makes the best chocolate chip cookie in the world, that makes perfect sense because that's what you were brought up with. But it doesn't mean that it's true. We use the example of Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas. To argue that Aaron Franklin isn't making some of the best stuff in the country right now is crazy, that his brand isn't one of the most popular, if not the most popular in the country, is insane. His videos get millions of views. People wait hours online to spend $21 a pound on his brisket. Does it mean that that's exactly how a brisket should be made? Of course not. That's crazy talk. But people who don't know will look at the popularity, look at the line, et cetera, and say, well, that's the standard. Therefore, this is the standard of how brisket should taste. But it's not necessarily true about yours. So is the water thing in New York bagels, New York pizza, legit? Of course it's legit. It's a matter of chemistry. Is it the only? Absolutely not. So go try other places. Congratulations to Side Door. I'm happy to give them some love. And then there was this. This is from the Indy GOP. Can a Republican on the city council give me a call and tell me what in the world we're talking about here? I was out for a few days. What is Proposal 156? Do me a favor, Jonathan, producer Jonathan, heck of a guy and a swell looker. Can you look up Indianapolis Proposal 156 and tell me what that is? Can you send that to me? Make sure you read it. Make sure you know what it is. This is the tweet that came out yesterday Election season is in full swing here in Indianapolis. Proposal 156 and its measures do not fall under the purview of the Indianapolis City County Council, and this is just another example of our election year mayor trying to score points with his political base. If the mayor was serious about reforming gun laws, he would have worked with the General Assembly sometime over the past 8 years to enact meaningful legislation for Indianapolis. Yet the mayor has done nothing. We should be focusing on solutions our body has the authority to implement for the betterment of our city rather than election year pandering. Someone tell me what's up. Can I get a Republican to explain to me what exactly this is all about? That'd be great. I'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it quite a bit. The popcorn moment. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. As I have discussed many a time, Morning Joe over at MSNBC used to be the intellectual morning show. And then, of course, Trump broke the two. He broke Joe Scarborough. He broke Mika Brzezinski. I think that's what drove them together. And they have now broken each other. And they're discussing the military. And it's a... I gotta just share.
Abortion laws. And now here's the bigger problem for America. As you said, it now becomes a readiness problem. If you're a woman who wants to get involved in the United States military, if you're a husband whose wife doesn't want to travel to you with a state bans abortions or has a 6-week ban on abortion and starts to hear about this sort of hostility towards women making healthcare choices again, it becomes a real readiness problem.
Does Tommy Tuberville, does he not want women to join the military? Is that what this is about?
It could be.
Or does he just not want women who have pregnancies in the military? And that would be from men. Okay, that's how it happens, Tommy. And they have some problems. They need mifepristone. They need to get an abortion for whatever reason they may need to get one. And you want them to be denied. So what woman would actually want to join the military in an environment like that? A misogynistic, cruel environment.
Mika. She's talking about Senator Tommy Tuberville, Alabama, who is blocking generals and admirals from taking their command because of a conversation about abortion policy. So Tuberville has a hold on confirmations, more than 200 of them, because of this conversation. The argument of, well, this is really cruel misogynistic because women won't be able to get mifepristone, which means have a chemical abortion. And therefore, they won't be able to join the military. It's an interesting argument. It seems like an extreme argument. Tuberville opposes the Pentagon's abortion policy. The policy allows for time off and travel expenses for reproductive health care, including abortion, for troops and their dependents in states where it is not available. And he's saying we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't allow that. If you want to say that it's misogynistic, there are multiple women out there, millions of women who absolutely agree that the government should not be spending money to have women travel to different states to have abortions. They oppose that use of federal dollars. It's not misogynistic. You can argue it's bad for military readiness. Interesting argument. Misogynistic? You sound like a crazy person. Because, Mika, you are. If you won't argue honestly, if you won't engage the conversation rationally, of course you're a crazy person. He has a point. And a lot of women believe that he's right. Make your point. That's how this is supposed to work. Not lying. That's just silly. Matt Bear has traffic.